Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, we have a busy programme in store this evening. Coming up, I'll be talking with William Monagle of the IFA about the theft of cattle and sheep that has made the national headlines. But first, the sheep sector, and prices have tumbled in the past fortnight. So what's been going on? I've been getting the views of John Linsky, chairman of the IFA National Sheep Committee. You've had a busy couple of weeks, not least because of the price cuts in the sheep sector, and certainly a cause for concern. And no doubt sheep farmers are pretty angry and annoyed that at the scale of the cuts in recent weeks.
Yes, I'm constantly taking calls from farmers right around the country on this issue. The problem being, of course, that the price drop has come much earlier this year and much more severe than previous years. So we're working hard on ensuring that farmers get the full market value of their lamb and that push the processors to pay a fair price in order to keep sheep farmers in business.
Typically, we're talking, what, 40, 50 cents a kilo?
We are, yes, yeah, which translates into 8, 10 euro per lamb, which is, that is from the profit margin now. So in actual fact, farmers are depending fully on the price they get for lamb now, because the way the supports are structured, there is no per head payment or no support in any form. The old grassland payment, which was quite small but a worthwhile payment all the same, that's gone this year.
Now, what is the reason that's been given by the factories for such a steep decline in the price?
Well, of course, they have loads of reasons, as we all know. What they're saying is that there's some Spanish lamb coming into the French market at a lower price. Last year, this lamb went to North Africa, but with the political situation, and also there is a bluetongue outbreak in Spain, which bars them from exporting live to North Africa. You have a heat wave across Europe as well, too, which isn't helping. And the consumption has dropped slightly because of this. But we feel that the processors here have dropped their prices much faster than in France or the UK. And we have this advantage over the UK at the minute because this time last year, 80 pence would buy a euro. Now it's only takes 71 pence. So we have an advantage of in the region of over 50 cent a kilo on the price of lamb going into France. So therefore, we should have at least the same price as what's available in the UK, which is slightly over the 5 euro. Now we see processors quoting 4.50 euro, paying up to 4.80 euro at the minute. But we feel that they should be even ahead of the UK price.
Now, you have met your UK and French counterparts in Brussels during the week about the difficulties in the lamb market. Were those talks fruitful?
Well, we have we got the views of the French and the British, my counterparts there, and if we look at the French view of the market in future, they seem to be positive that the supply of lamb from Spain is drying up, and this will lead to greater demand for both UK and Irish lamb and the home-produced French lamb. We're also looking towards Eblex in the UK and Interbev in France, and Borbia are promoting lamb right across Europe. This is funded by the EU for the first time. So that should lead to an increase in consumption, we believe. But, of course, it'll take time.
Now, the IFA has been in contact with the factories, and there are further meetings planned, I take it?
Well, we have met them this morning now, and we had a good, robust meeting with them, and we have put it to the processors, the need for them to pay a fair price, because we realise that the price of lamb in the supermarkets and in the butchers hasn't come back, even though they have pulled the price for the farmer. And also they have cleared their supply each week. There's no hangover from the previous week. So they're selling the lamb, but we feel that they should be more active and pay a higher price.
Now, I suppose it's in everybody's interest that the market stabilises, and I know you have called for increased retail promotions in the domestic market.
Well, lamb is at its peak. It's a prime product at this time of the year, and we feel that if supermarkets do promotions, that consumers will take up this and will shift the larger supplies that are coming on the market, because it is a prime product at this time of year.
John, maybe just turning away from sheep prices and the difficulties there, it was interesting to note in the last week or so there was an attack on sheep in Cork. This can often be a problem. I think there was a death of a ram and 7 pedigree ewes. And I know it's something that you've spoken about before, but vigilance is important, and to make sure that the message goes out about the importance that dogs cannot be let run free.
Yes, this is a constant problem, but we find that the most time that it is a problem is when early in spring and late winter, when it seems that the longer nights and dogs seem to roam that bit more. But it's highly unusual for an attack this time of the year, and this is telling us the seriousness of it, dog owners need to be vigilant at all times to ensure that they have control on their pets.
And worth pointing out, of course, that it was announced, I think, last year that we are going to have this compulsory dog microchipping, and that should help in the long run.
Well, it should help, because it will make dog owners that bit more responsible, and the fear will be there that if a dog does damage a flock of sheep, that they would be held responsible for it.
Okay, John, many thanks for that. And finally, just looking at the months ahead, what's your take on things? Do you think the prices will stabilise?
Well, we researched the market as good as we could now and spoke to our counterparts. And as I have said, with the Spanish lamb drying up, and also we're past the peak of the New Zealand supply, which has come into Europe this time. So those things should lead to the market strengthening up, we feel.
John Linsky, the chairman of the IFA National Sheep Committee there. Well, the theft of a large number of cattle in County Westmeath recently has sent shockwaves through the farming community. I've got the reaction of William Monagle, the chairman of the Donegal IFA Livestock Committee, and I put it to him that what had happened there and the scale of the theft was certainly a cause for real concern, and the hope must be that it doesn't become a more commonplace incident.
Well, certainly we would all hope that is the case. It sends shivers to every farmer's spine when they hear tell us something like that there. You go out in the morning to look at your stock. There's probably 99% of the stock at the moment is on fields out grazing, and people might not get to see them every day, but certainly when you hear something like that there, you'd be looking at them 2 or 3 times a day. And from what I did hear on the TV, like, it's the lock was cut and the cattle were taken. Like, most fields, there's not even a lock on. People, everybody trusts one another. The cattle's put out onto the fields to graze, and you'd hope that they're safe. Like, that's just everybody's hope.
Now, the couple, Nylan, Krista Dillon, down in Kilbeggan, County Westmeath, they've been overwhelmed by the response of the general public and the farming community. And up here in Donegal, Jim McLaughlin pledging a calf, and there's been messages of goodwill and great support. As always, the farming community coming together. But this will raise questions, and I suppose one of the things that will come up is the question of insurance, and, you know, maybe people will need to look at that again.
Well, I know, surely, it's very, very hard to get insurance for stock, and if you do get it, it's very expensive. But certainly people are going to have to look very, very closely at it. Like.
And one of the things that people are probably wondering is not only how did this happen, but now that the animals are taken and we have such traceability these days, where they will actually end up in the system?
Well, this is a worrying thing about it. And like, if they do end up in the system somewhere, like, it's a very bad message going out from that it can happen. Because our Department of Agriculture is, you know, they are very strict, and rightly so, they have to be strict. But for our traceability, we're an exporting country here, and everything has to be traceable. But, like, it's worrying where these here end up at.
Meanwhile, just looking at the prices overall, prices have held up quite well recently.
Prices for cattle have held up well. It's more than we can say for sheep now. Sheep prices would have tumbled very badly in the last couple of weeks, but supply of cattle would be fairly tight at the minute, and that's what's keeping the price up.
And there isn't really too much surplus, is there, at the moment?
No. Supply of cattle would be fairly tight. Like, we were told all along that there are probably 150,000 less cattle to go through the system this year than what it was last year. And that's certainly, seemingly, going to be the case from now on for the rest of this year. That's it. Supply will be fairly tight now.
And finally, William, just we've heard so much talk about the export markets in the United States and China and other markets opening up. What's your take on things? Do you think we'll see the volume that we're hoping will be exported?
Well, certainly so. I would certainly hope to see it. Like, and every market opens up, but it's always another market. Like, and it has to be always welcome. I'll be measured on the return that the farmer gets from it at the end of the day. Like.
William Monagle there. On now to the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €4.30 a kilo, heifers €4.35 to €4.40 a kilo, U grade bulls making €4.30 a kilo, and R grade cows €4 a kilo. Sheep prices: spring lamb €4.50 to €4.60 a kilo, up to 20 kilos, and ewes up to €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's it for another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.